The Second Letter of Peter, Chapter 2. But there also arose false prophets among the people, just as among you too there will be false teachers, who will craftily take others captive, as their own followers, bringing ruin. These even refuse the authority of the one who bought them, thus bringing abrupt destruction upon themselves. And many will follow their destructive ways, and because of this, people will speak badly about the way of the truth, and in their greediness for money, using carefully crafted words, they will use you for their personal gain. Their judgment, even though delayed, has not been cancelled, and their destruction will not be postponed. For since God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but chained them up in the darkness of Tartarus, to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a proclaimer of righteousness, along with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, neither will he spare those of you who walk in sin. Furthermore, he reduced the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, judging them with a catastrophe, thus making them an example for those who would live sinfully. But he rescued righteous Lot, who was very distressed by the unrestrained, lustful behavior of the wicked. For the soul of that righteous man was tormented daily by seeing and hearing their sinful acts while he lived among them. By all this, we see that the Lord knows how to rescue the godly out of trials and to reserve the sinful for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially so for those who walk following the flesh, giving themselves over to their cravings for what is sexually impure, who reject the lordship of the Anointed One over them. These do not observe God's limits, are arrogant, and are not even afraid to insult the glorious ones. In contrast to this, angels, though greater in might and power than such carnal men, do not bring slanderous accusations against them, the fallen angels, before the Lord. But these men, like wild animals, without the ability to reason, which are made to be captured and destroyed, shout reproachfully against that which they are actually ignorant, but they will be destroyed in their depravity, receiving the reward of their evil ways. These are those who are always the first to indulge themselves, daily seeking for all kinds of carnal pleasures. They are stains and blemishes when they eat together with you, taking pleasure in their delusions. They have eyes full of adultery, that never cease from sin, catching unstable souls in their traps. They have a heart which is trained in the desire for wealth, and consequently are children who are cursed. Turning their backs on the true way, they have fallen into error, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages, that is, the money and fame, of what was morally wrong. But he was rebuked for his sin by a dumb donkey which spoke with a man's voice and stopped the insanity of the prophet. These are like springs without water and clouds driven by a storm, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved for the kingdom age. Using exaggerated, empty words, they seduce into sexual sin those who have just barely escaped from a life of error by appealing to their fleshly cravings. These talk about liberty, but really they are slaves of carnal passion, for when someone is dominated by something, he is really a slave to it. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus, the Anointed One, they are again entangled in them and overcome, their last condition has become worse than the first. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment which was given to them. It has happened to them, according to the true proverb, the dog returns to his own vomit, and the pig that is washed to wallowing in the mud. This is the end of the second chapter of the second letter of Peter.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.